Of course, the month of October is always known for candy and scary stuff. And some of the scariest stuff happens down at Crow. And last year was phenomenal. Melanie Hurd is with me this morning. How are you doing?
I'm great. Good morning, everybody.
You've got the freak show. The Haunted Maze is coming up.
Yes, it is. And we are ready to freak out Florence and beyond with our scary antics once again this year.
One of the things I heard last year was that people wished it had gone longer.
Very true. We are limited a little bit by the space that we have at Crow. We pride ourselves on the details of the maze, and that's kind of what makes us stand apart from other haunted mazes. So you come, and yes, it takes about 6 to 8 minutes to go through the maze, but if you really look around you, you're going to see a tremendous attention to detail.
Oh, I didn't mean longer in that sense. I meant more dates available for
it. Oh, got
it. That was what I heard.
Got you. Well, this year we have 5 nights, and the family hour is only going to be an hour this year. So on October 29th from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., you can bring your little kids or your friends that are big chickens.
And not get scared as much?
Not get scared as much. It's still going to be the same maze. There's still going to be awesome like visuals and things like that. But there won't be as many people jumping out at you. And with the little tiny kids, of course, nobody's going to jump and scare those little kids.
Right.
But that's only for an hour this year. Last year, we did it for a whole night and took away from one night of the maze. So it's only 1 hour. So we have a regular maze on October 25th, 26th, 29th, 30th, and 31st. The hours are 6 to 9 p.m. and it's at 3120 Highway 101 at the Crow Center.
So do movies like It and It 2 and Halloween, does that help kind of get the people in the mood to come out to the haunted maze?
I think so, yeah. There's a whole component of folks out there who absolutely love the horror genre. And my take on it is I really am into psychological terror. I like trying to figure out what freaks people out. And, you know, they go home and they think about it and they think, what did I just see?
The subtle things.
Yes, I like that a lot. So this year's theme, Freak Show, really lends itself to that creepy, eerie, psychological, what was that kind of a thing. We're going to have some really fantastic makeup design this year. We use prosthetic makeup and state-of-the-art, you know, theatrical quality production values when we do our costuming and makeup. We've got some fun special effects that are going to get you. And I don't want to give too much away, but...
Well, no. I mean, you know, you can always encourage people to come and see it. That's the best
one. I think I will. But, you know, I have something really cool to tell you.
What's that?
So I get this phone call the other day. And it's this man from a company called Oregon Haunted Houses. And he tells me that we have won Best Haunt in Oregon for 2018's Quarantine Haunted Maze. And I said,
wow.
What? I was totally surprised.
Why wait so long to tell me?
I know. So I guess there was another haunted maze up in Portland, and we actually tied for first place. But it's a pretty amazing award. And if you go on our website, crowkids.com, you can click over to their website and see it.
Well, awesome. Now it should be the award-winning Freak Show,
right?
Haunted Maze.
I know, not bad for a tiny little Florence.
I know.
I was pretty proud of that.
Well, you put a lot of effort into everything you do, so I'm not surprised at all that came out that way.
Well, thanks. We have a lot of fun, and the participants in this year's maze are really going to get into it. So, you know, if you've been in the past, you definitely should consider coming back because it's different every year. And we've got kids, and we've got adults, and I don't know which is scarier, the kids or the adults.
Well, kids can take it to that next level. I think that adults sometimes are afraid to.
So. I think so, too. They can pop out. They have a lot more energy. They can pop out a lot quicker and things like that. So it's going to be a great, great haunted maze this year. And we've already started planning.
Again, it's the 25th, 26th, 29th, 30th, and 31st from 6 to 9 p.m. The 29th from 5 to 6 is the family hour. And it's $6 a person.
Yep. Right? Cash only at the door.
Cash only.
And we have a really awesome food truck planned to come. The name of the food truck is The Dipper. He's coming from Eugene, and he serves like hot sandwiches and stuff like that.
Oh,
he's going to do some great specials. So there will be food again.
All right. Now, that's not the only thing you've got going on. You've also got, following that, it comes into Christmas time. I hate to say that.
It does.
In October, but here we are. It's...
It's crazy. So the Haunted Maze finishes on October 31st and November 4th. Excuse me, got a frog in my throat. November 4th, we start rehearsals for the Follies. Mm. I mean, it's literally like immediately. And the Holly Jolly Follies this year is called Finding Joy at Christmas Time. It's a wonderful, sweet, sweet story about a long overdue romance for one of our beloved Follies elves. I don't want to give away too much, mm-hmm. but you'll be really, really... You'll leave with the warm fuzzies.
Cool.
So the Holly Jolly Follies is a really great event for Crow because it features all of the community. So we bring in all ages, everything from our littlest kids up to our more seasoned actors. And we have lots of different styles of entertainment. So there's singing and dancing and comedy and all kinds of stuff.
Wasn't Wayne like Santa Claus or something similar to that last year?
He has been in the Follies multiple times. He played himself last year because he's a local celebrity.
Yeah.
So...
Just ask him. He'll tell you.
Exactly. Maybe we need to get you in on that stage.
Well, you know, that's kind of hard to do, but yeah.
But the Follies is going to be great. And it's written by my mother, Rose Ellen Jacobson, every year. She kind of puts together the central theme and writes the storyline. And then we intermix it with all the different variety acts.
Sounds like a cool event for this year, too.
Yeah.
All right. And then you want to do one more shout out for somebody.
I do. I'm doing something kind of cool.
Yes.
So I am choreographing for the Last Resort Players, pinch hitting, I like to say. And they are doing a production of Mamma Mia coming up November 1st through the 10th at the Florence Event Center. And I was invited to choreograph all these great ABBA dances, and I'm having the most fun. And it's just been a wonderful experience working with LRP.
I can imagine. I enjoyed the movie. I hadn't seen the Broadway show, but I think this will be a good show to go and watch.
Definitely. Yeah. I saw it in Los Angeles at the Pantages Theater about, I don't know, 15 years ago. It's been a long time.
Has it been out that long? Wow.
Yes.
I didn't realize
long
that.
Time ago. And the mezzanine up there where I had my seats was, they jumped up, all these kind of women of a certain age jumped up at the end of the show and were dancing and like jumping up and down so much that the mezzanine was literally bouncing. So at the end of the show, be ready to leap to your feet and join in because it is such a great show. It's got such a cute story, and the music is fantastic.
And it's funny. It's like with Jersey Boys. I saw the play, and then I saw the movie, and it was the Broadway touring version of it. And I tell you what, the play with the music is so much better than watching it on a television.
It is.
It draws you in. It's interpersonal.
Yeah, I like to say there's electricity in the air, and mm-hmm. you can feel it in the audience. And when the audience really gets into the show and enjoys themselves, the actors feed off that, and it makes the show even better.
Yeah, it's the group energy.
Definitely.
It's a collective there.
So thanks to LRP for letting me have this opportunity. It's really fun.
All right. So you got Freak Show coming up the end of October. You got the Holly Jolly Follies starting right after that, which will be in December on December 6th and 7th and December 8th, different times there, 7 p.m. on Friday, Saturday, and 2 p.m. on Sunday.
Yep. And so, tickets are already on sale for pretty much everything except for Freak Show. You have to get your tickets at the door.
At the door. And cash only.
Cash only. Yep.
Melanie, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure. Have a great, happy Halloween.
And that's our October edition of Our Town. If you missed any of it, tune in tomorrow morning on KCFM starting at 10:05.